Squiz Kids acknowledges the traditional owners of the lands on which we podcast, the Turrbal and Combermary people.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Hello and welcome to Squiz Kids Today, your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you. I'm Bryce Corbett. It's Monday, March 18. In Squiz Kids Today, Starship explosion, a big win. Italy on top of rugby world, the alligator in the swimming pool, and the vet who wears a fox mask. That's what's making news, kids style.
The Lowdown.
It's a podcast laden with lessons today, as we start with the news that another SpaceX Starship has exploded during a test flight. Over the weekend, SpaceX scientists sent another Starship rocket up into the Earth's atmosphere to test the rocket that will soon be transporting humans back to the moon. It flew high up into the sky to a height of 233 kilometers, no less, and started to come back down to Earth for a planned splashdown in the Indian Ocean. But it exploded in midair before it reached the sea. Now, it's important to note that there was no one aboard the test flight, and so nobody was injured in the explosion. And while an exploding spaceship might sound like a bad outcome, and certainly it wasn't ideal, scientists were yesterday calling it a success. So, how can that be? Because it was the longest test flight the Starship had ever done, it flew to the highest altitude a Starship had ever flown, and along the way, lots and lots of really useful information was gathered, which will be really helpful for the next test flight. Because that's how experiments work, you see. And that's how some of the most important discoveries in history were made. By failing. Because with each failure, if we're smart, we learn lessons that will eventually lead us to succeed. And so, as we speak, the clever scientists are back at the drawing board, making the necessary adjustments to their grand space exploration experiment, so that within the next couple of years, they'll be able to safely send humans up onto the moon. Speaking of happy outcomes, and Western Australia was celebrating over the weekend after a family of seven who had gone missing on a lonely desert track were found alive and well. The family had left in a four-wheel drive from Kalgoorlie earlier in the week, but never arrived at their destination. It turned out that their car had gotten bogged on a muddy road, after flooding rains meant the region has received more than 6 months' worth of rain in a 24-hour period. Wowzers.
Spin the globe.
Each day we give the world globe a spin and find a news story from wherever it stops. And today we've landed in New York in the United States, where a friendly alligator has been removed from a pool where he used to swim with kids. Yep, Albert, the 340-kilogram alligator, was seized by local authorities at the weekend after they decided it was probably unsafe for him to be living in a suburban backyard pool where kids were occasionally invited in to swim. Poor old Albert is blind in both eyes and had been with his owner for over 30 years. But the swimming with kids thing finally tipped it over the edge. And probably for the best. Albert has now been moved to a temporary animal sanctuary while authorities work out where he can go to spend a gentle alligator retirement. And kids, it should go without saying. If you see a swimming pool with an alligator in it, no matter how friendly it seems, probably best not to jump in.
Sport time!
Let's see. So far today we've learned that failure is a big part of succeeding, that you should probably not swim in a swimming pool that has an alligator in it, and now we turn to the world of sport for our final lesson of the podcast. And that lesson comes to us from the sport of rugby and the nation of Italy. The Six Nations rugby tournament has just finished, when all of the best rugby-playing nations of Europe compete against one another. Italy is a country where rugby isn't played all that much, and for the longest time, They were the wooden spooners in the competition, which is what we call the team that comes last. But yesterday morning, they pulled off a stunning victory against Wales, which saw them come second last in the competition. And the celebrations in Italy were epic. So why, you might ask, would you celebrate coming second last? Because, as anyone who has ever played in a team that loses week after week will know, it's really hard to run out on the pitch and keep on trying each week. But that's how you get better. And every loss, no matter how demoralising, teaches us lessons and builds something called resilience, which is a fancy word for having the guts to keep going even when it feels like all is lost. Forza Italia! And congratulations to Italy. You're second last in the world of European rugby, but on top of the world for it.
Animal Kingdom.
And so it's back to the United States we go, where a vet has started to wear a fox mask to help her rear a baby fox that was found in an alleyway. Baby foxes are called cubs or pups because they look just like baby dogs when they are born. This particular pup had been abandoned and handed into a local vet who quickly bought a furry fox mask on Amazon and started wearing it whenever she fed the bub. Why? Because, as she explains in the video I've linked to in today's episode notes, when the cub opens its eyes to see who's feeding it milk, she wants it to see a fox's face, not a human face, so that eventually the little pup can be released back into the wild more easily. Apparently, zookeepers in China who look after pandas do exactly the same thing, dressing up as pandas whenever they have to go into the panda enclosure, so that the wild animals don't become too accustomed to or dependent on humans. Oh, and if you watch that video in today's episode notes right to the end, you'll be treated to the cutest thing you'll see all week, which is the sight and sound of a fox being tickled and giggling. You're welcome.
Time for the quiz.
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number one. What's the name of the alligator in New York that's been swimming with kids? Yeah, that's right. His name is Albert. Question number two. What's the name of the SpaceX rocket that didn't quite make it back down to Earth? Yeah, that's right. The rocket ship is called Starship. Question number three. Which country did Italy beat this weekend to come second last in the Six Nations rugby tournament? Yeah, that's right. They beat Wales.
Shout outs.
It's March 18. Today, my friends, is Global Recycling Day. So make sure you separate your waste properly today. It's also a very special day for these Squiz kids celebrating a birthday today and tomorrow. George from Vermont South, Leo from Tempe, Spencer from Farrah, Chloe from Ryde, Alistair from Sunshine Coast, Marco from Cheltenham, Sarah from Oatley, Penelope from Sydney, Brearley from Mount Isa, Julia from Warrnambool, Aubrey from Cardiff South, Sarah from Ashmont, Tane from DY, Chloe and Erin from Darwin, and Mara, who's listening all the way over there in Los Angeles in the USA. And belated birthday shoutouts today go to Ema from Springfield, Artie from Wagga Wagga, Penelope from Balmoral, Alana from Echuca, Grace from Sandfly, Andre from Horsley Park, and Teddy from North Bondi. And today's classroom shoutouts go to Class 34B and Mrs. Boyle at Abbotsford State School, Class 4KB with Mrs. Cotian and Mrs. Burton at Pymble Ladies College, Class 56M and Mrs. Meeson at Mandama Primary School, Class 12B and Ms. Bartlett at Northern Bay College in Brisbane, Class 4A and Miss Norris at Berwick Fields Primary School, Class ALC3 with Miss Finn and Mrs. Jackson at North Lakes High School in San Remo, Class 5 at 6 with Miss Lewis at Millfield Public School in Cessnock, and finally, a happy birthday for yesterday to Mr. Guy at Mansfield State School, whom it was great to meet on Friday along with my new friends in Class 5A. Don't forget, if you've got a birthday coming up and you want a shout out, or if you're after a classroom shout out, drop us a line at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au or fill out the form on our website. Well, that's all we have time for. Thanks for listening to Squiz Kids today. We'll be back again tomorrow with a Squiz the World as we go to visit our near neighbours, Papua New Guinea. And because I spent the morning with Class 5A at Mansfield State School on Friday, I'm going to hand over the sign-off to them. Take it away, Class 5A.
Get out there and have a most excellent day. Over.